Do you speak German?
German is like the friend I really want to get to know better, but we can't find time to meet.
Welcome to One Day in Vienna. Our guest today, Ian Huang.
Name, Ian Huang. Geburtsland, Singapur. Ankunft in Wien, 2021. Familienstand, verheiratet, zwei Kinder. Beruf, Audio Engineer.
I'm your host, Lauren Loew, and welcome to this podcast where we're going to be uncovering those memorable anecdotes about this magical city that, let's face it, we all love and hate in moments. The expats featured on this show will be enlightening us as to how they navigated becoming a local in Vienna, often with a splattering of hilarious culture clashes to boot. Hello and welcome to One Day in Vienna. I'm Lauren Loew and today I am joined by the wonderful Ian Huang. Hi, Ian.
Hi.
Ian, what brought a Singaporean man like yourself to Vienna? What's your backstory?
I actually escaped here from Germany.
Okay.
So when we had children, we decided that we wanted to raise them outside of Singapore. Because I don't know if you know a lot about Singapore, but it's a very stressful place to grow up in. And this is something I experienced. And so we decided, because my wife is French, we decided that we would try to raise them in Europe. And because she's French, she would be the one to find a job first and I would follow her. And so we left Singapore in 2018. We moved into a German city where it didn't have a lot of job opportunities for me. And then the pandemic hits.
Yeah.
And it was even worse because it was my first time being like a stay-at-home father. I was, you know, I don't know, you're a parent too, but like, I didn't know it was possible to be so busy and so bored at the same time.
Welcome to parenthood.
And I thought I was doing well in my career before I left Singapore. And so I had like what I would consider a decent job and, you know, I was engaging myself. And then I thought I really wanted to embrace the life of being a stay-at-home father. It's a rare chance that not a lot of people get to do. I did, but there were no opportunities for me to engage myself professionally when I wanted to. And the pandemic made it much, much worse.
Yeah.
Since my wife's job then was not going great, I said, like, we need to go somewhere where, like, there are more opportunities for me. And she found a job offer. She had a job offer in Vienna. We took it.
And that was when?
That was in 2021. So we moved during the pandemic.
Wow. Okay. With two kids.
With two kids. Kind of the same way we left Singapore. We had never been to the city we moved to in Germany. And we just decided, all right, Vienna sounds nice.
Wow.
Let's go.
Amazing. But that's really adventurous. And do you like living in Vienna? Is it something now where you are really happy with that decision?
Quite. It's growing on me.
It takes a while sometimes.
Yeah.
We are sitting in the Nash Market, and I think there's a reason why. Is it one of your favorite places in Vienna? Is that why you brought us here?
It is. I think it encapsulates like what Vienna is about. You come here on a weekend, there's this awesome flea market. You can find every type of food. And personally, like because we are surrounded by Chinese supermarkets, it's the place where I can show off to my kids where like I speak a language that they don't, because they speak German fluently.
Yeah.
And they make fun of me for not speaking German. And then like being able to take them grocery shopping with in the Chinese supermarket.
In your native dialect.
And speak Mandarin. They're like, what is this language that you're speaking?
So they don't speak Mandarin?
No. They're already trilingual. So they speak French, English and German.
Okay, so that's a lot. Yeah.
And I don't speak Mandarin particularly well either. I get
Singapore
by.
Mandarin.
Yes, exactly.
Singlish.
Just like, yeah, Singlish.
You've said that you love the Nash Market because it's like this melting pot of lots of cultures and you feel really at home. Is there anywhere else that you love in the city?
When I go running, I like being in the Zentralfriedhof.
Yeah, Central Friedhof.
Yeah, wow. I'm surprised you're so...
It's a great place. Tell us why.
Because like I live near the 3rd District.
Yeah.
And so it's a short jog away and it's quiet. And so like in 5 minutes away, a short jog, I can be in some peace and quiet. And it's very well maintained.
It's huge, quite, as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a really amazing historical space, for one.
Yeah.
I mean,
the historically, it's
Hedy
awesome.
Lamarr and people like that are buried there,
yeah.
You know?
No traffic.
Yeah.
You can make any route you want. So if you want to do a 5K run, just turn the corner. It's my quiet place to
yeah.
be.
Yeah. I love that. I love the Central Friedhof. That's cool. Great. We love to hear about expats one day in Vienna, like a day which was particularly memorable or bonded you to the city in a way. Could you talk us through your one day?
I think it was one of those long weekends where there's a Fenstertag, where we weren't sure what we were going to do with the kids, with two young kids. We had no plans, especially during lockdown. You have nothing to do with two young kids at home. So we decided to pack our bags, put some tents in our bags, and put the kids into those trailers, those bike trailers, yeah. and started to ride down. And we did a multi-day trip from Vienna to the Wachau.
Die Wachau ist eine bekannte Region in Österreich, die entlang der Donau zwischen den Städten Melk und Krems liegt. Diese Gegend ist besonders berühmt für ihre malerische Landschaft, historische Dörfer, ihre Marillen und den ausgezeichneten Weinanbau. In der Wachau gibt es viele Sehenswürdigkeiten, darunter alte Klöster wie das Stift Melk oder die Ruine Dürnstein, die für die Legende, dass hier Richard Löwenherz gefangen gehalten wurde, bekannt ist. Die Wachau wurde aufgrund ihrer kulturellen Bedeutung und der gut erhaltenen Natur von der UNESCO zum Weltkulturerbe erklärt.
Because we are quite an outdoorsy family, we love riding our bikes and we love to ski. It was one of those moments where we realized actually, we made a fairly good decision to move to Vienna because on one hand, we get, you know, the job opportunities that Vienna offers and we get to be in the outdoors, you know, on a moment's
on
notice.
On your doorstep, isn't
yeah.
it? And it's free.
And it's free, yeah. This is wonderful.
Before we started recording, we were having a bit of a sort of parent chat and you were mentioning that, like, it must be one of the best places to raise children, Vienna.
I have no doubts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming from Singapore and having visited many cities in the world.
And Singapore's really child-friendly, I have to say. Like, yeah. we love Singapore, you yeah. know?
Yeah, Singapore's not bad too, but I think the experience here is more organic. The playgrounds are world-class.
Yeah.
Like, you would have to pay money to have the kids enjoy a playground like they do here anywhere else, you know? And the kindergartens are awesome.
Yeah.
I think the school system's great too. And so I love it here.
It's easier to parent in Vienna. I also have the same feeling.
Yeah.
You're from Singapore and, you know, it's a very different life to Vienna. You know, the day-to-day life is very different. Could you talk us through a few culture clash moments that you've had where you were like, what? This is not what I'm used to.
Well, before we moved, we've been told the Viennese are not known for being polite. So we kind of expected it. But we had just moved to the apartment building we live in. And it was clear that we were moving. We have like an assigned spot in our garage. And I had parked in a way that was outside of our lot. So my wheels were maybe 6 inches outside of the assigned lot. I did this because I had to open the back of our car, which is in the States, so that I could unload. I left it open, brought up stuff to my apartment and came back. And I found a man waiting for me, pointing out that I had parked outside the lines. I didn't expect this from like a future neighbor, and it was quite clear that we were unpacking and we were moving in. And so that's not quite what surprised me. What really surprised me was when we saw him the next time, the day after, it was as if nothing had happened.
Yeah, and the day before it was like,
like, why are you being nasty? Like, to me it was mean, rude and disrespectful. But it was quite telling that to them it meant nothing. It's not even
it's a
slight. It's a game that they play. They didn't lose sleep
yeah.
like I did
yeah.
for a week.
Yeah.
And they were like, they shrugged it off and I couldn't get over it for days, you know.
Yeah.
And so this is interesting and it was quite telling. I think I learned from that in that like...
It's good preparation.
Exactly. Like if you see it as a game and you don't take it too seriously and sometimes even play along,
We're hearing that a lot on this podcast, yeah. I also have to say. Yeah, yeah. People are really shocked by the unfriendliness, but they also feel really connected to the people that live here. Like, it's not that the unfriendliness is as personal as in other places.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
it's a bit more authentic, or maybe a bit more honest, when people say, you can have a bad day, was one other story we heard. And we were like, everyone has a bad day. You know, that's quite human.
Yeah.
Your children are trilingual. I'm guessing English is your family language, as your wife is French. But do you speak German?
German is like the friend I really want to get to know better, but we can't find time to meet.
Oh, I love that.
So I work for a tech company and I interact with European clients and we speak mainly English.
Yeah.
My wife speaks French at home with the kids, so I'm very exposed to that. I did courses up to B1 or 2, but I think even at B2, my teacher was telling me, like, I can't teach you more. You have to practice. And I simply don't practice enough, like, on a day-to-day basis.
Does it make you feel less connected to the city? Or have you found it absolutely no stress to maneuver, to navigate everything in English?
I try most of the time to speak German.
Okay.
Yeah, I've given up asking if somebody speaks English. It's a bad way to start a conversation,
yeah, it's good.
I feel. So I'll just sound like an idiot and they take pity and then kind of slow down and do me a favor by trying to speak English.
But you've not had any problems finding an apartment, navigating the city without good German?
When we receive letters, yeah, it's stressful. Like, there's panic in the house. Like, who's going to try to translate this? Because, like, it's your fault if you read it badly and don't follow up.
A lot of responsibility.
Exactly. But, you know, with Google Translate and with friends, we get by.
And could you tell us some of your favorite Viennese Austrian words?
My first experience with knowing that there's a different dialect was when I heard my daughter say Patschen. For house shoes, you know, for the shoes that they wear in the kindergarten. But my favorite German, I'm not sure if it's Viennese, is Löwenzahn.
Der Löwenzahn ist eine Pflanze, die man sehr leicht erkennen kann. Wächst besonders oft auf Wiesen und am Wegrand. Wenn der Löwenzahn im Frühling blüht, hat schöne gelbe Blüten. Nach der Blütezeit entwickeln sich aus den Blüten die bekannten Pusteblumen. Das sind die Samen des Löwenzahns, die ganz leicht sind und wie kleine Schirmchen aussehen. Wenn man gegen sie pustet, fliegen die Samen davon und können so neue Pflanzen weit entfernt vom ursprünglichen Platz wachsen lassen. Die Blätter des Löwenzahns kann man in Salaten essen oder als Tee verwenden. Sie enthalten viele Vitamine und Mineralstoffe.
Löwenzahn. I love Löwenzahn.
Yeah? You love the word?
I love the word. My surname's Löw. My kids love Löwenzahn. I love the description of it. Yeah. I do. It makes so much sense to me. Why do you love it?
Because what do you call that thing in English?
Dandelion.
Dandelion.
That's why, yeah.
It's super interesting to me because I never knew what it was called until my daughter picked one up and said, hey, Löwenzahn, Löwenzahn. And I'm like, wow. Löwenzahn means like Don de Lion in French.
Yeah.
And that's why we call it dandelion. Like, I never made the connection because dandelion is a random word. And like, it was super cool to discover that. I didn't know where.
But dandy means fancy in English. So a fancy lion, you know, like a well-dressed lion is how we describe it.
Yeah.
I love the fact that different languages have different words, but they seem to make sense, you know?
Yeah. But like, yeah, to me, dandelion was always like a random made-up word.
Yeah.
But hearing Löwenzahn made sense because after you've translated it to French, it's the teeth of lion.
Yeah. No. Oh, that's lovely. There's also a time when there are lots of dandelions right now. My son's been picking me lots of bouquets of dandelions and then blowing them in my face recently. What pearls of wisdom would you give other expats who are just freshly moved or who are about to move to Vienna? You know, you've been here 3 years now. What advice would you have loved to have received from somebody?
I would say, you know, in every culture, there are certain things that we take more seriously than others. And I would say just try to live life as if like politeness is not a virtue. Well, I mean, I don't
talking to a Brit.
I don't mean, yeah, exactly. It's not a thing, right? It's just not something they value or cherish. And just like my experience that I shared, they shrug it off. And if you kind of take a lighthearted approach to it, it's just not a thing. It's just culturally irrelevant. I think you get by easier. I mean, I'd say this is me being somebody that was really affected by some experiences after I moved.
Yeah.
But I realized it really doesn't bother them quite as much as it did me. And when you realize it's a game, it's fine. Yeah. You just laugh at it.
That's great advice. Thank you so much, Ian. And thank you for joining me today at the lovely Naschmarkt for a beer in the nice weather now. Auf Wiederhören.
Auf Wiederhören.
You love Vienna too and want to learn German? Innis Vienna will get you there. Vienna's best language school offers a variety of courses and trainings at different levels, at different times, and at different intensities. All information about Innis Vienna and today's guests can be found in the show notes. And there we also explain all other German words, terms, and Viennese areas from this episode. Thanks for listening. Auf Wiederhören.